This is Paul Jędrzejczak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined in the studio by Donald Kinsey. Donald has played guitar with the great Albert King, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and his brothers in the Kinsey Report. He also plays here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're just chatting about Don's experiences with Bob Marley. And, Bob, you were saying you were there in the room when an assassination attempt was made on Bob Marley. And, were you hit as well? Were you shot?
Well, I just had a bruise like on my right arm. Bob, it was like we had just taken a break, and so we had people floating around here and there in the house. So I remember Bob and his manager Don Taylor and myself was in the kitchen. And in the kitchen, there's a back door that leads out to the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
But the kitchen is no bigger than this size, half the size of this studio room.
Sure.
And so we started hearing gunshots. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's like still for a minute, just trying to figure out what was going on.
Right.
And then there was a guy with a black glove on and a pistol just started opening fire in the back door of the kitchen. So we, jailed into each other or something, man, you know. And
sure.
And when the gun went back out from the door, I was like, I was the first one to leave out of the kitchen. And I ran out of the kitchen and got behind a couple of travel cases and some amps.
Sure.
And then Bob, he came out of the kitchen and ran down the hallway. And then his manager, Don Taylor, he came out, and I tell you, he had got shot 5 times, and blood was coming out of him like coming out of a ketchup bottle, man. And he finally just collapsed right there. And so all we could do was just wait until we didn't hear no more bullets.
Knew that it was safe.
It was crazy, man. I tell you, it was crazy, man. And but the blessing was, and then they had blocked the front entrance, which was like a gate, you know, one way in, one way out. But they had blocked, Rita was getting ready to leave. She was in the car. And when she got to the gate, they blocked the gate and they shot through her car.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So everything happened so fast, man. You know, I know that I was there when the police got there. They immediately rushed Don Taylor and Bob and Rita. And this was like the night before the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? If I remember correctly, I know it was close to that time. But no, it was the day before. It was the night before. So all I said to myself, because I didn't know what was going on. I was the only one that wasn't from Jamaica down there.
Well, what's it like to be in general down in Jamaica at that time? There was just so much volatility going on.
It was pretty rough, brother. I mean, it was pretty rough, man. I was there. I stayed in Ochi Rios, you know, and I would drive back and forth from Ochi to Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And unless I was just, you know, if I had to stay in, you know. And that was one of the moments that when I did stay, I stayed at this hotel in Kingston. A nice hotel and stuff, man. But I didn't feel safe in the hotel after that.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't really know what was going on. So I knew these two girls, they were sisters, and they were stewardess for Air Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them. They was in the lounge at the hotel when I was staying. And I told them, I said, they just came and shut up. I told them what happened.
Right.
You know, and I asked them if it was okay if I stayed at your place.
Right.
Because I didn't want to stay here at this hotel.
Sure.
So they said, okay, it was okay. So I grabbed a few things, man, my guitar, and went over to their house. And the day of the concert, I had no idea where everybody, I hadn't heard nothing. The day of the concert, the police, I don't know how they did, but they found where I was at.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, they came and knocked on the door, and they told me that Bob wanted to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So they took me down to the Sheraton Hotel, took me up on the 14th, 13th floor, And I talked to Bob by walkie-talkie.
Okay.
He was up in the hills.
Okay.
And I could see the concert grounds from the hotel up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, he asked me, Donald, man, he said, what do you think, man? You want to play this thing, you know? So I told him straight up. I said, well, you know what, man? God, you know, he saved us from, you know, he took care of us that night.
Right.
I don't think he's going to leave us now, you know.
Right.
So I'm with you. We can go ahead and do this thing. Man, when I said that, it was like everything was on then, man. It was like that from that moment to the point of when I left the island, when I left Jamaica, man. It was unbelievable.
How was the show?
It was so mystical.
Mm-hmm.
It was. That was one of the moments too, man. That where we was just a vehicle,
right?
And the spirit was just working through our ass. Oh, excuse me. it was one of them kind of, you know, moments, man.
Right.
It was, you know, like I said, we were the vehicle that the spirit used.
Right.
And did a miracle, man. Because, you know, naturally, the possibilities of, you know, you can think of, you know, I mean, you in Kingston, Jamaica at night.
Sure.
You got like 90,000 people out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody just came and shot up your house. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what power can protect you from any craziness?
Right.
It had to be a higher power.